Ah, yeah, one of my favorite new bands out there. I don't even think they're that new. I think they've been around a few years, but I just discovered, and all of our constant listeners are going to know that they are one of my favorite groups. Right now, we have on the line from the Netherlands, we have Garrett. Garrett, my friend.
Michael, hi, I'm fine. Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, first of all, I got tons of questions because I'm not just saying that, man. I really dig the shit out of you. You can ask my girlfriend. I'm constantly going around going.
We've been playing two of our songs back to back on your radio station. That's
oh no, we play all four every time we play you. I think we play five. Yeah, we play five songs. Yeah, yeah. What I was going to ask you, first of all, because I'm driving my girlfriend crazy because I keep going around going, the cats of Altha, meow, meow, meow. Tell us what the fuck the cats of Altha are.
Okay. Well, actually, it's based on a Lovecraft story.
Okay.
So our singer, Bjorn, is really into Lovecraftian horror and really horror stories. So our first three songs were actually based on stories that already existed previously. So, yeah, this whole song. Lovecraft wrote the Cats of Altha, and yeah, this is pretty much our lyrics follow this story, and the music is influenced a bit by Uriah Heep, I guess, you know.
I can see that. I can totally see that. Yeah, man. I dig
really
it.
Funny because I mean, we're not the standard metal band, and it's not modern metal, you know. So yeah.
But that's what we like about you.
Of course. It's kind of hard for reviewers to place us. And
well, you know what I say about I kind of put you in that early Iron Maiden meets like fucking Twisted Sister meets kind of. Like the way you tell the stories and everything, it would be hard. I mean, like to just call it classic fucking metal. And
That's what we like to call it. Also, I mean, of course, yeah, we wear our influence on our sleeves, but you know, some metalheads just don't like people singing meow 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 in metal songs, and I guess that's okay. That's an okay take.
You know what? Fuck 'em. Fuck 'em. I don't know if you have that. I don't know if you have the saying "eat a bag of dicks" over in the Netherlands, but you can bring that over there. If they say they don't like the meow meow meow, you say "eat a bag of dicks." That comes straight from America. Now, tell us about the band, because I originally started talking with Bjorn via Facebook because I felt, like I said, fell in love with the band. I had to contact somebody and say, "Hey, I want you on the show," and. He gave me you, so we know that Bjorn's a singer, tell us about the rest of the band. What do you play, and then tell us about the other three guys.
So I'm Garrett, and I play the bass guitar, and I do a bit of backing vocals, so you can hear me singing the last song you played. Then there's Jeroen, he's a drummer. Dave, the guitarist, and we have Thijs, the guitarist. And I think, we got together 2 years ago. We met on an online musician message board. It's really funny because all five of us, we have different musical backgrounds. Dave is really into proto-doom and really doom metal and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the only common ground was really classic, probably 80s and 70s heavy metal. We started playing some Dio covers just as an audition, and things really clicked. And I think Bjorn, our singer, is really the creative driving force when it comes to the songwriting and the lyrics.
Yes.
And we all contribute to the music in equal part, I guess. So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
So basically, like you said, you all came from different, like five different backgrounds, but you went to the basics.
Yeah.
You just went to the basics where it all began, and you all just built from there. And that's what I really like about the band. Yeah, I mean, because
my dad was always very much into Deep Purple and Rainbow, you know, the Dio and really the clear vocal heavy metal, and yeah, that's really for us just our common ground, and yeah, we took it from there, you know.
Now,
and as you said, Iron Maiden, that's a big influence for us. Just the twin guitars is just something we like very much, and you know, there's some newer bands like Baroness, Ghost, Horizont, you know, bands like that that really do the twin guitar thing, and yeah, we like that a lot too. So yeah, we try that to put it into our songs too.
And
really tell a story.
Sure, yeah, and you know, well, look at what they did with Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. I mean, goddamn. I mean, yeah, only they could.
Story,
yeah, I mean, only yeah. they could do that. Since you play bass, and you said maybe was Steve Harris a big influence on you as a bass player?
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. And you know, also the whole do-it-yourself thing. I mean, he writes most of the songs, so I don't write the lyrics, of course. But yeah, I have a home studio here, so we do everything ourselves. So we record everything ourselves. We do the mix. Ourselves.
You're kidding me. You did the mixing on that? Wow.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds fucking great, man.
I started mixing like two years ago, I think, something like that. And, you know, that's one of the things with this whole COVID pandemic. I mean, yeah, if you listen to the news, Corona is breaking records on both sides of the Atlantic right now. And, you know, the only thing you can do as a band is just be creative. And, yeah, we are recording in my home studio just individually. So, yeah, that's the thing we do right now. And we try to really make one song every 2 months or something like that. So
yeah, because...
That's the way we do it right now.
Yeah, since I've been playing you, Dangerous Times for the Dead, the song has just came out. That's your newest release, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
And so we can look for something around Christmas time, a new release.
Yeah. We're in the final mixing stages of our next song. It's going to be a classic medieval story about sieges and stuff like that. You know, a bit of like Dio, Kill the King stuff.
Cool.
It's going to be called Storm the Castle.
Ah.
And I think it'll be out, yeah. Halfway December, something like that.
And you're going to let us world premiere it, correct?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, we love world premieres, man. Now, tell us real quick about the name. I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory, yeah. But who came up with? I mean, when you're thinking about names for a band, because that's the longest name in the world.
A lot of names that were really corny and like.
Go ahead. Tell us
the lightning and stuff like that.
Now, what? Tell us some of the ones that didn't make the cut.
Stormbreaker, I think, something like that.
Oh, that's so cheesy.
Theme thing. Yeah, I know. So what happened was Dave, our guitarist, he was using a WhatsApp speech to text to tell his girlfriend that he was almost home, in Dutch, of course. And speech to text, it's transcribed it as Dangerous Times for the Dead in English. So that we thought, that's pretty funny, man.
No, that is the... That is the coolest story I've ever heard about.
Yeah. So he was saying, I'm in front of the door, and I'll be home like 2 minutes, and in Dutch it would be niks aan de hand hoor, ik ben er zo.
Uh-huh.
And then text to speech did something like Danger Stands for the Dead, and we all thought, holy shit, this is something we, yeah.
That's a fucking sign, man. Yeah. That's a sign from the metal gods right there, man. I mean, they gave it to you. That would be like Moses.
Yeah,
it's like Moses getting the fucking stone tablets, dude.
Yeah, and the funny thing is it's really unique. I mean, it's a bit long, but yeah, that's okay. And it's the logo and everything came from that, you know. I mean, even the last song, that eponymous song, Nature Stands for the Dead. We were really looking for an aggressive and fast and loud song, you know, to close our last live sets with.
Mm-hmm.
Something with an 80s thrashy speed metal vibe. And, you know, it's good if you have an anthem, just a song with that's got the same name as you. I mean,
sure, Iron Maiden. Well, you know, hey, there's a few. It's a kind of trending thing tonight. We have a band who is also from the Netherlands called Locomotive. Their new song is Locomotive. We have
there we go.
We have another band tonight that I can't think of it off the top of my head. I'm trying to find them on here. I can't. Anyway, but yeah. But now, like, I think
the fun thing would be. I mean, right now we don't do any gigs, but whenever we do, and that's the last song. I mean, it's a great idea to have your last song end with you singing your own band name for 20 times, right? I mean, the whole audience will never forget you, so that's
exactly. I mean, Iron Maiden still does it. I mean, we just saw them last summer, the first show of their tour last summer, and they still end with Iron Maiden, we'll get you. You know, I mean, it's fucking awesome. Okay, Gary, I know it's late over there, brother, but do you want to tell the listening audience, like, a website to go to, or where can we get some merch? I would love to buy a t-shirt with your logo on it. Do you have any merch, or where can we...
Right now, we're working on it. If you follow us on Instagram or Facebook, that's at Danger Time Dead. You can follow us, and probably in a few weeks we'll have some t-shirts and some merchandise, probably some face masks too, because
that would be awesome, right? Dude, that would be so cool to have a Dangerous Sounds for the Dead fucking mask.
And there you go.
And it gives...
I'll keep you in the loop, man. And of course, if anybody wants to, I mean, have you seen the cover art for Danger Signs for the Dead?
Of course, man. Of course, I know all about your band.
So I drew the cover art.
Just before
we put it out, and on Instagram we did, we asked all our fans to send us some pictures of them posing as zombie hunters.
Okay.
And, one of our fans, he's on the cover, so that's cool. That's the one with the crane, you know, the Karate Kids. So that's one of our fans. So yeah, there's really stuff like that one that we try to do right now. That's the only thing we can do. Now we don't have any gigs, so really, yeah, watch on Instagram and you'll be in the loop.
Well, you know what? You know why I love this song so much, and that I'm going to play it again, because this is my goddamn radio show and I can do whatever the fuck I want to. So thank you so much, Garrett. Thank you so much. And can you hold the line for me?
Oh, of course.
Okay, one moment. All right, that was Garrett from Dangerous Times with the Dead. All you motherfuckers know how much I love this band. And as a matter of fact, we're going to hear their newest single one more time, because I think you need to. Here's Dangerous Times for the Dead by Dangerous Times for the Dead on Outlaw Renegade Radio.